Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. About love. Love is one of the fundamental realities of God. By discovering love, we discover the existence of God. Love is the essential substance. The infinite energy of love comes from God and creates everything that is good, divine, harmonious, true, and ecstatic. Everything that is good, beautiful, and true exists through this mysterious energy, and nothing that is truly sublime can exist and maintain itself without the energy of love. The feminine mystery. A woman who fascinates with her beauty and is full of vital energy embodies the mystery of creation and the mystery of the one being at the same time. Everything that is and that becomes death and birth in an almost incomprehensible and endless manner. The profound search of our inner universe. The mind wanders and is always restless. It is hard to keep an eye on it. It is hard to keep it in check. So try to be as the wise man who tames it completely, in the same way that the trainer tames wild animals, and you will reap untold benefits. Tara, the great cosmic force of divine compassion. In the Tantric pantheon, the goddess Tara is the second great cosmic force, and in Tibetan Tantric Buddhism, she is at the same time their greatest deity. In the Chinese Buddhist tradition, this great goddess is referred to as Kuan Yin. The most often and complex references to this great cosmic force are to be found within the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, where she is also being referred to as Tarini. In this tradition, the numerous forms of the goddess are presented as different aspects or functions of Tara, signifying the particular elements of this elevated expression of divine consciousness in our manifested world. Please stay with us towards the end of our broadcast when we will be performing a meditation of communion with this great goddess. About Love. Part 1. Love is one of the fundamental realities of God. By discovering love, we discover the existence of God. Love is its essential substance. The infinite energy of love comes from God and creates everything that is good, divine, harmonious, true, and ecstatic. All the wonderful manifestations contain in themselves the mysterious and deeply unifying energy of love. When love is in all of us, then we are all in God. The ineffable energy of love is the endless and all-powerful source of harmonious life that manifests as happiness, joy, compassion, goodness, and ecstasy. Everything that is good, beautiful, and true exists through the mysterious energy of love, and nothing that is truly sublime can exist and maintain itself without the energy of love. Everything that is uplifting, godlike and enchanting contains this mysterious energy of love. The energy of love is endless and eternal, and both the source and the ultimate purpose of all beings that aspire for God. A human being that is nourished on love evolves much faster towards perfection, enlightenment, and union with God. The human being that gives up love due to egoism and stupidity separates itself from one of the essential energies of God and thus takes the road towards dispersion and self-destruction, since they lose their coherence and cohesion. Love and freedom are inseparable, since without freedom we cannot talk about love, but about constraint. Love is an essential criteria and at the same time the quickest method of harmonious development of the human being. If there is great love, the total reality of God is reflected in the microcosmos of our being. Love and freedom are inseparable, since without freedom we cannot talk about love, but about constraint. Love is an essential criteria and, at the same time, the quickest method of harmonious development for the human being. If we experience great love, then the total reality of God is reflected in the microcosmos of our being. Whoever doesn't love at all must not be surprised that he will not be loved at all. Whoever loves a little will only be loved a little. Whoever loves a lot will be loved a lot. Whoever loves endlessly will be loved without end. If you yearn to be loved a lot, you must remember that for this you must love a lot in the first place. sooner or later you will be offered the love that you deserve, measured on the same scale as the love that you have given. Even if somebody overwhelms you with great love, you will not be able to receive it unless you truly deserve it. When you are truly prepared to receive endless love that is deep, overwhelming, and sublime, then a person will come into your life who is able to offer this deep, overwhelming, and sublime love. If you love an ideal archetype with intensity, deeply and overwhelmingly, and if you have no lover for the time being that can return this love, you are actually preparing yourself, consciously or not, for the moment when you will encounter a person that will give you the love for which you did everything to deserve. Let's not forget that love without a solid foundation of truth is like a chaotic water flow in a river without banks. Great love and a perfect transfiguration makes our lover ever more beautiful. When you love enough, you discover, first of all, what is beautiful and wonderful in the person you love. In front of the one who loves with passion, beauty unveils itself and grows through continuous transfiguration. About Love, Part 2. Each human being falls in love with a person that complements and fulfills him or her. The human being that we love passionately is our beauty for us. For anyone who lacks spiritual intuition, a beautiful face and a beautiful body can hide an evil soul. Transfiguration shows us that beauty is the child of love. A heart that is constantly in love with everything that is beautiful, true, and good will never grow old. Beauty alone, without grace, lacks attractiveness. Beauty combined with grace gives charm and makes the person almost irresistible. Beauty without goodness and intelligence is like a flat beer that was opened the night before. Beauty lasts until ugliness starts to set in, but wisdom, once attained, lasts forever. A person that is only beautiful is good to look at, but a person that has wisdom is easy to live with, since this person can help you awaken from ignorance and become wise and happy. Youth has a beautiful face and body, but wisdom makes the mind and soul beautiful. A charming woman with a beautiful body is a mute recommendation of Mother Nature. Beautiful persons must be very lucid and attentive, since arrogance is easily awakened when you are beautiful, and then vanity replaces beauty. Give up wickedness, egoism, envy, jealousy, vanity, impatience, hate, lack of tolerance, and stupidity. Don't forget that when love becomes infinite, the impossible becomes possible. As the Romanian sculptor Brâncuș said, "When we stop being like a child, we are already dead." This is why you should awaken and amplify the child within. In this way, you will become and stay forever young. Being all the time like a child and staying young is a wonderful gift that every one of us can receive. Samuel Allman wrote in Youth, "Youth is not a time of life, it is a state of mind." In the yogic language, a resonance with the beneficial subtle energies of youth. He also wrote, "Youth means a temperamental predominance of courage over timidity, of the appetite for adventure over a life of ease." You do not become old just because you lived a certain number of years. You become old because you turn away from your love and your high ideals. Years wrinkle your skin. Giving up your high ideals wrinkles your soul. Petty preoccupations, doubt, suspicion, fear, and desperations are our insidious enemies that slowly make us round-shouldered and transform us into dust, even before we die.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. The feminine mystery. We recognize the religious rediscovery of woman's mystery in Tantra. As we'll see later on, each beautiful woman who is full of vital energy is the embodiment of Shakti, the feminine principle. The spiritual emotion profoundly transfiguring towards the fascinating mystery of birth and fecundity, and also the recognition of everything that is far, enigmatic, transcendent, invulnerable in woman, all these come to symbolize the sacred and the divine, the ineffable essence of the ultimate reality. The woman who is fascinating in her beauty and is full of vital energy embodies the mystery of creation and the mystery of being at the same time, of everything that is and that becomes, of death and birth, in an incomprehensible manner. Thus is prolonged, metaphysically and even mythically, the basis of the Samkhya philosophy. The spirit, the supreme male, Purusha, is the great impotent, immobile and contemplative, as the absolute witness. He acts through Prakriti, the eternal feminine, which is the dynamic principle, the one who creates and feeds. When a great danger threatens the cosmos, God appeals to the power of Shakti to remove it. A famous myth tells us the story of how the great goddess was born at the beginning of time. An evil demon, Mahisha, was threatening the universe and even the existence of the gods. Brahma and the entire pantheon of gods asked for Vishnu and Shiva's help. Full of anger, all the gods focused their energies in a fire that came out from their mouths. The flames came together and made a gigantic, brilliant, white, burning cloud that finally took the shape of a fascinating goddess with 18 arms. This goddess was Shakti, and she managed to destroy Mahisha the monster and thus saved the world. Thus the gods endowed Shakti with their powers. She was the unique feminine force, the spring that everything came from in the beginning. The result was a renewing of the primordial state of universal power. In Tantra, the woman is sacred. In Tantra, Shakti, the cosmic feminine force, is raised and elevated to the position of Divine Mother, who sustains the universe and all the beings, the multiple manifestations of gods, the angelic entities. She's also called Uma, the Virgin, in her primordial form that precedes universal creation. In this case, Shakti is the highest peak of all worlds, pure and untouchable. Once she manifests the universe, Shakti becomes the maintainer of space and time, and of all subtle and physical worlds. In a final form, she can be the destroyer, Kali, the one who absorbs into the divine everything that is incomplete and limited, in order to prepare a new creation. Kali gives the entire manifestation an evolutionary sense. Women can be happy that they have an essential role in religion and spiritual philosophy for the first time. Only in Tantra does the female principle have a real role, just as important as the male one. This is not about the common, false, feminist slogans of equality. It is a way to raise the eternal feminine through her own mysterious qualities without an artificial equality with the male principle. Tantra goes further and presents the divine being as a glorious androgen, the perfect and harmonious combination of feminine and masculine. In other words, the divine is presented as the Shiva-Shakti couple in ecstatic sexual union with continence. In Tantra, the woman and the man are complementary and equal in chances of discovering the ultimate reality. Of all spiritual ways, Tantra is the first who brings the woman and the eternal feminine out in the open and proclaims their value to the highest levels. Thus, the woman is considered to be solar on sexual, affective, and mental levels, while the man dominates the vitality, will, purity, and spiritual levels. By unifying the man and the woman with love and transfiguration, they become the divine couple, Shiva Shakti. Thus they can complete one another on all levels of being, creating a glorious androgen.
This is Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Valentino. The profound search of our inner universe. The mind wanders and is always restless. It is hard to keep an eye on it, hard to keep it in check. Be as the wise man who tames it completely in the same way that the trainer tames wild animals. According to Dhammapada, the deep search into our inner universe is an extremely important step in our erotic evolution. The impurities and subconscious psychic obstacles that hinder our spiritual progress will be eliminated only if the atmosphere between the two lovers is one of complete honesty and self-sacrifice. When we look inside ourselves in order to discover the self, we will find a whole new world. Self-analysis will help our senses become more refined and elevated. On the other hand, sexual routine leads to the death of these senses, and this is why introspection is so extremely valuable. When one of the lovers depends exclusively upon the other as a material and comfortable support, and not as a permanent inner search, the result may be a lack of balance that will affect the relationship. Real love does not find ground when it is planted in a fantasy land of selfish desires between the two lovers. This will not allow the perfect dreamy love game to exist. On the contrary, it will progressively limit it, leading into a no-way-out situation. Failure in love or marriage happens mainly because one of them does not meet the other's expectations. This informs us that there is no real, honest intimacy between them, and that one is more selfish than the other. In such cases, the couples may go on living, but in an atmosphere of interior separation from the other. There is a wonderful and clear affirmation on self-knowledge in the famous Chinese philosophical work called Tao Te Ching from the 6th century BC. The author, Lao Tse, says something like this: knowing another brings wisdom. Knowing the spirit brings enlightenment. Self-control creates a huge inner power. The search into our inner universe, or self-analysis, represents both a jumping board and life support. It gives you great mental power necessary to progress spiritually. Positive self-analysis increases the intuitive ability to observe a lot of subtle aspects, creating a state of special receptivity. By objectively analyzing ourselves, we will be able to eliminate the different negative impressions and doubts that always tend to diminish our relationships. Truth and honesty in a couple lead to spontaneity and break conventionality and routine. Allow yourself to be wrapped up in the desire of knowing your true self, eliminating fear and doubt forever. Self-analysis is also a preliminary step in meditation techniques. It can take place at any moment and is an internal thinking process, completely different from the chaotic action of our minds. This inner search starts by observing the relationships that we have with things and events around us. Try to see all the experiences as connected to each other and also to you. Observe even the most apparently unimportant details and cultivate a firm yet detached attitude. Thoroughly examine everything that comes to you and try to understand the reasons behind each action or situation. The first exercise of self-analysis. Sit comfortably in front of a mirror. Close your eyes and empty your mind of all thoughts. Then, slowly open your eyes and look at the image in the mirror as if you are meeting that person for the first time. Observe the impression it has on you. Notice how the changes in your facial expression concur with your thoughts and emotions. Try to establish a certain relationship with your image in the mirror. Relax your face and keep your breathing under control. If you notice certain negative thoughts, bring the equilibrium back to your attitudes and emotions by using your breath to stabilize your psyche. Imagine that you are replacing each negative attitude with a positive one and try to feel this new ego as the real and most wanted one. Slowly close your eyes and try to assimilate this experience, imagining that it is taking place all over your being, on all levels. The essence of meditation is to use your mind in order to achieve self-knowledge. In the first phase of this process, different exterior objects might help you, but be careful not to rely on them exclusively. For example, candlelight may prove to be of real help. The second exercise of self-analysis. Take a candle and light it. Look at the light and focus all your thoughts on it. Then compare your attitudes with its dance. Imagine that the flames destroy and burn all your mental impurities. Close your eyes and project the image of the flame between your eyebrows and keep that image burning there. Put your whole being in this interior light and use it in your analysis as a guide to your essence. By knowing yourself, you will be able to know other people as well. Do not criticize others before correcting all your own imperfections first. Through an efficient self-analysis, you will gain a special power for introspection. Such introspection requires courage and honesty, however. A perseverant and rigorous analysis will eliminate all interior obstacles in order to create a wonderful inner potential for tantric love. This analysis is the most direct path to experiences of non-duality and mystical consciousness. Always be vigilant and conscious in everything you do, when you walk, sit, eat, sleep, and so on. Avoid hiding your own imperfections and also avoid talking about others' faults. It is difficult to master thoughts, but with perseverance, controlling your mind will finally lead to success. Be conscious of the fact that the one who meditates, the object of meditation, and the act itself are inseparable, according to Gampora. Terra, Part 1. The Great Cosmic Force of Divine Compassion. Terra guides ardent aspirants on the path of spiritual evolution and fulfillment, in order to offer them the liberating grace of divine transcendence. In the Tantric pantheon, Terra is the second great cosmic force, and in Tibetan Tantric Buddhism, she is at the same time their greatest deity. In Chinese Buddhist tradition, this great goddess is referred to as Kuan Yin. The most often and complex references to this great cosmic force are to be found within the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, where she is also referred to as Tarini. In this tradition, the numerous forms of the goddess are presented as different aspects or functions of Terra, signifying the particular elements of this elevated expression of divine consciousness in the manifested world. Furthermore, Terra's invocation and worship is intimately correlated with the complex pantheon of the five families of divine creative energies and consequently of the five Dhyani Buddhas. Under these circumstances, it is very difficult to be able to perform a precise homologation between these deities associated to the characteristics of Tara and those of the great cosmic force represented in the Hindu tradition. For instance, the text Sadhana Mala Tantra presents a long row of such goddesses. Terra emanated from the gigantic sphere of consciousness of the great Dhyani Buddha Amoghasiddhi, the most worshipped deity of the Tibetan Buddhism. On the other hand, some texts belonging to Tibetan spirituality, such as Sakti Sangama Tantra, describe the qualities of several great cosmic forces, such as Kali, Tara, Tripura Sundari, and Chinamasta, as being manifested through only one goddess. Furthermore, several times within the same tradition of Tantric Tibetan Buddhism, we encounter the identification of Kali and Tara's cosmic functions, features, and particularities. Tara's forms of representation are approximately the same in different Hindu or Tibetan texts, and differences between the two are reduced to the objects which they hold in their hands. Nonetheless, there are some significant differences here as well. For instance, in the Tantric tradition of the Great Ten Cosmic Forces, Dasha Mahavidya,
Tara is endowed with universal functions synthesized in just two or maybe three of her aspects. Unlike the Tibetan tradition, she is not envisaged here as an emanation of the Dhyani Buddha known as Akshobhya, but she is associated with him. In the Buddhist texts, the first and most important of the group of deities emanating from Akshobhya is Mahachina Tara, also known as Ugra Tara. Tara in her terrible aspect, as presented in the Hindu tantric tradition. Another form is Ikajara Tara, who was revealed in India by the great sage Nagarjuna after he adopted her form of adoration from Tibet. Another form is Ikajara Tara, who was revealed in India by the great sage Nagarjuna after he adopted her form of worship from Tibet. Yet there are some doubts regarding who initiated Tara's worship, as Nagarjuna lived in approximately the 1st or 2nd century AD, while Tantric Buddhism became obvious in the 7th century AD. The third main form of Tara is named as Nila Sarasvati Tara, often associated to Ugra Tara. Tradition states that this form of Tara originated in the region of Lake Kloa, situated in the neighborhood of the sacred mountain Meru. Thus, while Nila Sarasvati Tara was practicing her tapas, her pure energy fell into the water below, and from that moment her body became blue. At this point, we need to mention that although the pantheon of Tibetan Tantric Buddhism mentions different aspects of the goddess Tara, these are not worshipped as one of the 10 great cosmic forces from the Hindu Tantric tradition. We should also point out the existence of a group of feminine deities somewhat resembling Tara's shape, manifesting different paranormal capacities and offering spiritual and even material gifts to sincere and loyal worshippers.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of divine compassion, Tara. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of divine compassion, Tara. Let us begin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes our broadcast. Have a nice day, everyone.